Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers to share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have a very special guest with us, Tina Ruggiero, an award-winning nutrition expert, registered dietitian, on-air nutrition personality for the national morning talk show, Daytime, on NBC, and a nutrition and health writer for the Tampa Tribune, where she covers topics including healthy eating and living, food science, diet, and cooking. And her brand new book, The Truly Healthy Family Cookbook, gives the family meal a facelift, refreshing tired menus with exciting options that will satisfy with big flavor. Welcome, Tina.
Hi, Stacey. So nice to be with you.
It's absolutely my pleasure. We were talking beforehand. I was getting lost in your website, and everyone, you should go check that out, TinaRuggiero.com. That's RuggiEro.com. She's got amazing recipes. The food looks fabulous. And I just want to say, I am so in love with your philosophy of not excluding foods. That, hey, you can use some olive oil to cook up your chicken, right?
You know, something, you can use some butter.
And wow.
Yes, a big bomb, right? Boom. And I think,
finally.
Yeah, finally, the pendulum swings back. But, you know, I think there are two schools of thought that are dictating how we think and feel towards food these days. You have on one end sort of the clean eating fanatic, and on the other end you have the apathetic. And there is middle ground, and it's a safe and happy place where you can be healthy and not obsessed about food. You can attain your ideal body weight, look great, feel great, without stressing out about what to eat and what not to eat. And that's the purpose of my book. And you know, regarding the butter comment I just made, fat is essential to absorb some key nutrients, namely vitamins A, D, and E and K. So if you're eating lots and lots of kale, but you're not preparing it with some type of fat, your body is really not absorbing all the nutrients in the kale. So that's just one example, but I really feel there's room for every type of whole fresh food in the diet, whether it's dairy or meat or fat.
So do you feel like people are just flat out confused? Right, like you said, you have the clean eating fanatics where everything has to be organic, everything has to be, you know, obviously you don't like the processed food. I don't think anyone really loves the processed food kind of idea. But you have those kinds of things, and then you also have other ideas and advertising and all of that marketing that's going on, and people are kind of confused. So would you consider this to be more of common sense?
In a way, yes, but common sense isn't common anymore. For example, you would think that eating whole fresh foods would be simple, but there is a popular eating disorder that I'm seeing among my clients called orthorexia, which is very interesting. It's a rise in the behavior of a personality who won't eat anything that's not clean. They'll feel like a failure if they have a little scoop of ice cream, or they won't go out with friends because they fear what might be on the restaurant menu. And so you would think eating natural, healthy, wholesome foods is common sense, but it's not. We tend to take things to the extreme, and it's not healthy. And what I want to do is bring people back to healthy eating the way it was meant to be. Because You know, I've been a registered dietitian for 20 years, and I have seen a lot, and I have experienced a lot. And what's interesting is you take away the joy of eating, and there's nothing left. And I see that with all of my clients, no matter what they're trying to do, what sacrifices they make, how hard they work, what diet they follow, it's not fun. And so it becomes a chore. I want to bring healthy and happy back to eating, because then it becomes sane. Healthy eating should not be stressful.
Right, because I know, even in my experience of, you know, yo-yo dieting for a long time, until you aren't stressed about it, because stress leads to the overeating if you're an emotional eater. So it's a vicious cycle that you find yourself in. So what can our listeners do? What is the number one thing that you would recommend people do? The one change that's simple, easy, something that they can sustain to begin eating more within your philosophy, just eating more nutritiously as a whole?
I would say they should start with a meal that they like. For example, breakfast. Let's just say my husband loves breakfast, and he wasn't the healthiest eater before we got married. And I thought to myself, good grief, you know, where do I start? This is interesting. You have to be extra sensitive when you work with someone that you're married to. So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. we can clean up your diet without, you know, the trauma and drama. So he likes breakfast. And I thought, well, we'll start here. So he wasn't really crazy about oatmeal, but he likes dried fruit, and he likes cherries, and he likes things that are a little sweet. So we started to play around with different types of oatmeal. So I made an apricot oatmeal with dark chocolate shavings. Now that might sound crazy to you, but he doubled his portion of oatmeal. He doubled his portion of dried fruit, a little bit of dark chocolate added antioxidants and flavor and fun to the meal. And then he always liked tea, so he had tea and a piece of fruit, banana, and he skipped off to work happily. And simple changes to standard meals can make you look at healthy eating in a whole new light. And you know, even if it's snacking doesn't have to be, you know, if I hear someone say, have an apple with peanut butter one more time, I'm going to be sick. You know, it's boring. And if it's boring for me, it's got to be boring for everybody else out there. So, you know, I like pancakes. Who doesn't? And in my new book, I have a recipe for, they're like miniature curried vegetable pancakes. And they are an awesome snack. And I have kids. And the kids thought they were cool because they were a pancake, and they thought they were fun because they were miniature. And they started to eat those for a snack. So I think, you know, there is a holy grail to healthy eating, and it's, you know, making it fun, being creative, and be willing to try new things. You know, nothing is really different. It's how we apply those things to our lives. And you know, like my pancake snack example, you know, it's the recipe is a few ingredients, doesn't take time. You can stash them in the fridge, warm them up. They last for a couple days. They're awesome. So I think we just need to start with what we like and expand on it.
Well, I know you have so many more tips for us, but we're running out of time today. But our listeners, of course, can pick up a copy of the Truly Healthy Family Cookbook. It's available now for order on Amazon.com. And for more nutrition news and healthy recipes, and to learn more about Tina Ruggiero, you can do so, again, on her website, TinaRuggiero.com. I will spell that for you guys again, Tina, T-I-N-A. Ruggiero, RUGGIERO.com, and you can follow her on Twitter as well, @Tina_Ruggiero as well. So thank you, Tina. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on the new book.
Thank you, Stacey. It was great chatting with you.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.